Hello, welcome to Believers Academy. My name is Jason from the staff of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. This series is titled, How to Make Jesus Lord of Your Family. Today, we are going to talk about how to bring your family together. So many people tell us that they want to improve their family relationships. Well, God has the answer in His Word, but how do we apply it? Let's look at that now. First, to improve the relationships in the family, you must acknowledge God in all parts of your life. Realize that Jesus must be the Lord of your family. It's true. God loves the family unit. He is the one who established the family in the first place, starting with Adam and Eve. He wants to be involved in your family. Knowing the importance God places on the family, the enemy, Satan, has tried to destroy families through strife, lies, and deception. Some people even ask, what good is marriage? The Bible tells us God's will. Psalm 68:6 says, God sets the solitary in families. God doesn't want you to be alone. He wants you to be in a family. And for some of you, God has marriage in mind with a God-fearing spouse. But even if you're not married, God wants you to be a part of a church family. Now, all families are made up of people, people who have their own opinions and believe their choices are right, not only for themselves, but also for others. And this can, and often does, create conflict. Now, how should we deal with these issues? How can we stop conflict and not allow it to multiply into family division? Good question. Let's turn to God's Word. Jesus told us in Matthew 6:33 to seek first the kingdom of God. That is God's way of doing things. And when we do things God's way, all the good things will be given to us. That sounds good, but how do you do that? What does it really mean to seek first God's ways? It means you put God first. For example, as you plan your day, ask God to lead and guide you. Make God your priority. You have a choice, so put God's will first in your life. Seek Him. Pray and read His Word. Then, use the rest of the day doing the things He has led you to do. In this way, you are establishing a precedent, God first. Now, make God's wisdom and the habit of putting Him first a priority in your life. Not only are you obeying God's Word to submit yourself to Him, you are also a witness to others. Psalm 31:19 tells us, how great is the goodness you have stored up for those who fear you. You lavish it on those who come to you for protection, blessing them before the watching world. Amen. Next, look to God as your source for all things. That's not just a cute saying to put on your wall. It's the truth. Now, God is the creator of everything. Everything you are, everything you know, and everything you have originated in God. And He gave it to you. Now, God is everything. Without God, there is nothing. Knowing that God is the source causes us to thank and praise Him for His gift of life. He is above all things and has given all things to those who believe. Now, believing God is the source runs contrary to the way the world thinks. Rather than acknowledge God and His Son, Jesus, as the source of all things, the world wants to receive, in fact, it demands, all the recognition and credit. Think of the phrases, self-made man, raised himself up by the bootstraps. I'm invincible. I am woman. I'm not a creation of God. I sprang forth and became a separate being by thinking my way through too high intelligence. All of these philosophies are generated from the pride of life found in fallen man. But keep in mind, this worldly way of thinking is not true. It's a deception the devil brought in to cause man to reject God's gift of true life. The Bible teaches us the truth. That is, for I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. Notice it says, through Christ I can do everything. Through Christ I have strength. Now 2 Corinthians 3:5 says, it is not that we think we are qualified to do anything on our own. Our qualification comes from God. The Apostle Paul knew that even though he was a well-educated man, he would fail without God. Jesus said in John 15:5, apart from me, you can do nothing. And finally, we need to know God intimately. We must study the Word of God to learn how He thinks, the attributes of His character, His will and response to every situation. Then we can order our lives according to God's kingdom, His way of doing things. Yes, it is possible to know God. And Jeremiah 9, 23 through 24 says, "This is what the Lord says. Don't let the wise boast in their wisdom, or the powerful boast in their power, or the rich boast in their riches. But those who wish to boast should boast in this alone, that they truly know me and understand that I am the Lord who demonstrates unfailing love and who brings justice and righteousness to the earth, and that I delight in these things. I, the Lord, have spoken." To know God, we must study His Word. You see, we have a love relationship with God and His Son, Jesus. And He loves us, and we love Him. As you love someone, you want to hear what he or she has to say. You want to learn how he thinks, how he makes decisions, and what to expect from him. In the same way, the more we love God, the more we want to know him. Some years ago, there was a saying, "What would Jesus do?" Well, we want to know, in every situation, what would Jesus do? And therefore, what should we do to please Jesus and bring blessings and success to a situation? To know what Jesus would do, you must know him. Begin with the Gospels of Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John. Now, what did Jesus say? What did Jesus do? What results did Jesus get? Then move to the letters of the Apostle Paul, Peter, and John, where you will receive more instructions for a successful life in Christ. Study God's Word every day. We realize this takes time, but the results are worth your investment. And remember, don't get discouraged. You are not in this alone. Jesus said in John 14, 26, that the Father would send the Comforter to live with you and teach you all things. So you can't lose. And as this lesson comes to a close, let's review. To improve the relationships in your family, you must first of all acknowledge God and Jesus as Lord. Find out God's way in every situation and then do it. Put your attention on God, for He is your source of all things. Praise Him for He is and for what He has given you. Finally, get to know God. You can know His will, His character, and His response to every situation by studying His Word. Then you can imitate Him and live the successful life God planned for you. You will see your family coming together as you make Jesus Lord of your family. Join us for more on family relationships in this series, How to Make Jesus Lord of Your Family. In Lesson 2, we will talk about how to keep Satan from destroying your family. See you then. Be blessed. And remember, Jesus is Lord.